We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The RNC and the MRP have both made a request to simply delay that certification.
I think the fraud in the election goes much farther than just the president.
The conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment.
You have got to eliminate and end the Electoral College.
The Constitution is not suspended during a crisis.
No, it's not. And welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad you're with us on this Monday. And boy, I tell you, what a week. We are going to find out what Sidney Powell unleashes this week. We're gonna find out who Joe Biden picks for his cabinet this week in case he gets sworn into office in January. We got a lot going on. Coming up a little later, we're going to talk to Burgess Owens, a congressman-elect for the state of Utah. We'll find out how he likes sharing that space with Mitt Romney. I think that's a good question for him, don't you?
It's an excellent question.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Got all that coming up for you here in a little while. Rodney Boyd as well. But first, we want to get to Hans, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans is joining us this morning, of course, senior legal fellow at Heritage, and lots to talk about, huh, Hans?
Well, there is. Plus, of course, there's always Thanksgiving, right?
Well, yeah. There's that, too, coming up the end of the week. And, you know, I heard this morning on the way in, you shouldn't have gatherings, a large gathering at your house. But in case you do, you should limit the number of people in the kitchen. Have you ever seen that at Thanksgiving?
No. And I have to say that my family is going to ignore all those rules that we're going to have Thanksgiving, just like we always have had Thanksgiving.
Good for you. Yeah, I think a lot of people are, from what I can tell. You know, there's going to be a lot going on. All of the headlines right now, Hans, keep pointing to the fact that, you know, the president's lost in this court and he's lost in that court. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're making a legal challenge to something, that's only a stumbling block, right? Because I'm sure in all these cases, particularly in Pennsylvania, the president's appealing this to the next level.
Well, that's right. I mean, the game's not over until you either decide not to appeal anymore or you get to the highest court you can get to. In the Pennsylvania case, of course, it's the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court hasn't said yet whether it's going to take the case that the Trump campaign has filed there.
So, I'm trying to think back to the Al Gore, George Bush election. And ultimately,
right.
Why don't you explain to me again, if I remember correctly, the Supreme Court finally said you can't keep counting these hanging chads to try to determine the will of the voter. You can't keep doing that over and over again. At some point, that's got to stop. That's when the counting stopped in Florida. We got a whole different set of issues here, right?
Yeah, we do have a whole different set of issues. And look, some of the decisions are just so biased that it's hard to believe they're coming out. And what the example I'd give you is, you know, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court just issued another crazy ruling in which they said, well, yeah, Pennsylvania does have a state law allowing observers in to watch every aspect of what's going on in the election process. But the fact that they're so far back, they can't actually see anything, doesn't violate the law. I mean, that was their ruling in the Trump campaign, which, of course, you know, all the observers that we send, our State Department sends overseas, I'm sure they'd be interested to learn that we have a court here saying, well, you don't actually need to be able to see anything.
Yeah. Where's Jimmy Carter when we need him, right? He used to travel the world doing election stuff like that.
No, that's exactly right. And that's just another sign of, I think the judges on the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, I think they win the prize for the most biased and partisan state court judges in the country.
You know, Hans, I don't know how far out on a limb you want to go on this, so I'll do it, and you can tell me if you agree with me or not. When I read the judge's decision from Pennsylvania the other day, he effectively said, I can't rule on something that would disenfranchise the votes of 7 million people. I won't do that. Isn't that him? I mean, he's supposed to rule on the facts that are presented to him, not what the potential outcome would be, correct?
That is exactly right. And that, again, shows the bias of these judges in Pennsylvania, that they're more interested in the outcome than actually applying the law. And that is just the wrong way to go about being a judge. If he wants to be like that, the judges ought to resign and run for the state legislature.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. We talk about that all the time, the importance in the courts of people that are going to rule on the law. You know, I saw where you had an article in PJ Media talking about the Department of Homeland Security. A lot of people have wondered why maybe the DOJ or the Attorney General, somebody hasn't stepped in to look at some of these fraud allegations. Maybe even up to and including what Sidney Powell's talked about with Dominion. Why do you think they haven't at this point?
I think even if the Attorney General wanted people to look at it, he's dealing with the career lawyers. I know the head of the Election Crimes Unit at Justice, and he's this longtime career guy who basically has ignored evidence of fraud for years and doesn't seem to want to do anything about it. And, you know, I just don't think I don't think he's got the ability to make them do things when they pretty much know that the Trump administration is probably going to end and the Biden folks are going to be coming in. If that weren't the case, why the FBI ought to be out there looking into and talking to the people who have submitted the 200-something affidavits that Rudy Giuliani talked about wrongdoing and misconduct that they saw.
That's a great point. Why wouldn't they? Why would they have no interest in that? Now, your article specifically, correct me if I'm wrong, from this weekend, referred to the DHS, correct?
Correct. And the fact that the former head of their cybersecurity unit, who got fired by Trump, came out and said, oh, this is the most secure election we've ever had. And my point was, well, how the heck would he know?
Right. And what does secure, that just means there was no outside, as in foreign interference in it. That doesn't involve how the votes were counted, which votes were allowed to be counted after the deadline. I mean, there's a whole bunch of questions that have nothing to do with whether or not the Russians or the Chinese influenced our election through social media.
No, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you what that guy was doing, Krebs is his name, who was fired. Look, all he was doing was trying to cleanse himself of having worked in the Trump administration and trying to assure that he could actually get a job back out in the software industry, which is where he came from.
Or back in a Biden administration, right? So he's just, name of the game in the swamp, that's for sure. Hans, we appreciate your time, my friend. Have a great week.
And you have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy that large family gathering at the Von Spakovsky compound there outside of Washington, D.C. in a secure location, I'm sure. Quick break here. I'll get to your phone calls coming up here. What say you? 314-241-9797. Are you wondering where Bill Barr is in all of this? I am. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh my God,
Murphy,
how you doing?
Such a
you're having
you
fun
are...
with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit going on at your house.
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can do you know what that is? That is the New Jersey governor eating maskless with his family. And he's getting a little grief there from the public who walked by and noticed him, huh? He ate outside at a restaurant with his family. A video posted to Sunday shows. The video footage shows these people chewing him out. Because he's put a, I guess, a mask mandate in place. we can't repeat some of the words they said. You might have been able to pick up on how they were bleeped there. Murphy continued eating as he smiled. Nobody at the table was wearing a mask. New Jersey requires people wearing masks in all businesses except when it's impractical, like a person eating. So I don't know. I mean, if you sit down to eat, you have to take your mask off.
Right.
I don't know.
This video is insanely unpleasant because these women, although I get what they're saying about him being hypocritical, they're basically in a fight with his son the whole time. F you, F this. It's a really bad look all around.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't think what he's done there is as bad as, like what Newsom did in California. Do you think it compares? Like, they got video of him inside of a restaurant with 50 other people sitting or 15 other people sitting right next on each other with none of them had any masks on.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't look at something like this. If he's within the laws in place, if he's not breaking any of the rules that he's saying are rules, if he's just sitting out to eat with his family, no, it's ridiculous. And one of his daughters actually did have a mask on at the table. So whatever. But
so he's outside.
He's outside eating with his family, and he's basically accosted by these people. And I think it's like really, it kind of is bad for the messaging because they're not, a lot of people think, like, they're wearing their Trump gear. They're F you, F this to the kid. And it's a bad look for the people that are like really trying to fight for rights in a in a legitimate way.
I would agree with that.
But no, the Newsom thing, he was at a party inside being a hypocrite. Like, he's just a jerk.
Yeah, that's Newsom for you. So let me, if I understand this correctly, in the greater St. Louis area, in St. Louis County, we can eat outside even if it's kind of inside and not have to wear a mask. Is that correct?
If
like if they've got a tent outside?
Correct. If you take the inside outside, you can do it safely.
Okay.
That's how the virus, that's how you fool the virus. You take the inside outside.
So then the virus doesn't know that you're actually outside.
Yep.
It thinks you're inside. Or it thinks you're inside when you're actually outside. I don't know. It's kind of confusing, isn't it?
It's insanely confusing.
I'm sorry. I'm not making light of it. It's just that it's the ridiculous thought that we're shutting down people's livelihoods over this in all of these restaurants. But you can go to Home Depot and everywhere else.
Right. The virus is smart enough to get you some places and not other places.
Right.
It'll also know what days to get you and what not. That's why you wait to, like, change rules till Fridays or change rules till a week from now.
And it knows what time to get you because in some of these places they put in curfews. So if you're in by 9:59, you're not going to get COVID. But if you wait just a little too long, then you could be in trouble.
I tell you what, when Illinois kicked into Tier 3 on Friday at about 5 o'clock, they sent out an emergency order, and it was I was outside. I was taking Lou out, and it was a little bit eerie. You could hear it all going off. It sounded like the tornado sirens or something, you know, everybody's phone all at once.
It's beeping,
was,
yeah.
Right.
Did you run for the shelter?
Obviously. but safely social distanced and outside shelter. No, but I thought it was kind of bizarre how that happened.
So here's what they're thinking about doing in Jeff City. Some people would like to rein in these emergency powers of Sam Page. One idea that's being floated is to give the First Amendment rights the same protection that Second Amendment rights have in Missouri. Right now, you can't shut down a gun shop just because if it's an emergency. Under what they're proposing, you wouldn't be able to shut down churches either just because you've declared an emergency. Be interesting to see what they do. They could look at that in the special session coming up.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Yes, indeed. That's true. That's true. Speaking of which, don't do that. It's almost Thanksgiving. That would be gross.
It's disgusting.
We don't want to do that. Mm-mm. We want to, you know, some places people are going to be gathering all by themselves for Thanksgiving this year, apparently. And then I saw a story the other day where they're expecting like double the amount of travel this year from a year ago. Did I read that correctly?
Did not read that
report. Like New York and some of these places are talking about how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of people they're expected to come through their airport and to travel. A bunch of New Yorkers are traveling for sure.
I'm confused about these states that have mandatory quarantines whenever you get back because I've got friends that live in California. They're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks. New York, I believe it's like a three-day quarantine. How do you monitor that?
How do you prove it? You stop. You put up roadblocks and stop people as they're driving? I don't know. You got me swinging, and if they do know it, you got to ask how. That would be the big question. Big Brother is watching you if they do know that you traveled and you didn't do it on a plane. They know. They're going to know.
A suggestion, but like these mandatory anything, I just don't know how you police that.
Yeah. Let's get to Jen, please. Jennifer Kashinka, good morning to you. Jen, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay.
You doing all right?
I'm all right.
Good. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on out there?
All right. Futures modestly higher after promising results on a COVID-19 vaccine bolstered hopes for an economic rebound in 2021. Analysts say there's a growing prospect of a significant normalization of economic activity for the second half of next year. AstraZeneca today said late-stage trials of its COVID-19 vaccine were highly effective in preventing disease. The vaccine, developed in conjunction with Oxford, prevented 70% of people from developing the disease. If people were given a half dose followed by a full dose rather than two full doses, protection rose to about 90%. Pharmaceutical giant Merck plans to acquire privately held Oncoimmune for $425 million, gaining rights to an under-the-radar drug that's shown striking results in hospitalized patients with COVID-19. The medicine was shown in a late-stage clinical study in September to reduce the risk of respiratory failure or death by more than 50% in patients hospitalized with COVID-19 and requiring oxygen. The Trump administration is close to declaring that 89 Chinese aerospace and other companies have military ties, restricting them from buying a range of U.S. goods and technology. Reuters says the list, if published, could further escalate trade tensions with Beijing and hurt U.S. companies that sell civil aviation parts and components to China. A spokesman for the Commerce Department declined comment. A housing market defined by intense demand for relatively tight supply has pushed home value growth to levels not seen since 2005. Rent appreciation, meanwhile, is steaming ahead in many Midwest and Sunbelt cities, while declining in major coastal metros. Zillow says more homes are changing hands now than at any time in the past 15 years, with 6.85 million home sales in October alone. In St. Louis last month, the median home sales price was $190,700, up 7% from a year ago. Hy-Vee has brought back its reserved in-store shopping hour for customers who are at higher risk for illness. The reserved hour will be from 7 to 8 a.m. 7 days a week for all Hy-Vee locations. Hy-Vee had previously reserved a one-hour period of shopping time for high-risk customers in March. Over the weekend, the body swap reboot Freaky came in at number one at the box office with $1.2 million in its second outing, a steep 66% drop from last weekend. That's by far one of the lowest chart-topping grosses of all time. Heading into the weekend, 646 movie theaters in the U.S. closed again virtually overnight amid a surge in COVID-19 cases. A ginormous sum of $8.5 billion was spent on political advertising this year, with $1.8 billion on the presidential election alone. Joe Biden outspent President Trump $600 million to $500 million. With more people having small Thanksgiving gatherings this year, more people are cooking their own turkeys for the first time, leading to different kinds of questions for the annual Butterball Turkey Talk line. Operators say they're getting more questions about what size turkey is appropriate and whether fresh or frozen is better. They're also getting questions about ways to prepare the turkey outdoors, whether it's on a grill or a deep frying method. Mark?
I've done that before. Have you ever deep fried your turkey?
I have not, and I've never even tasted it. I've heard it's spectacular.
It really is. And if you're, I only did it 1 year, but you can buy like a flavoring that you inject inside of the skin before mm-hmm. you deep fry it, and it kind of seals it in there. Oh,
sounds
it's
good.
Really mm-hmm. good. Just got to be careful. Yeah. All right, Jen, thank you.
All right, you got it.
All right. Did you hear her say that more movie theaters had shut down?
I honestly did not hear her say that, but yeah, that does not surprise me.
Because of the COVID restrictions. Yeah. Friday night, we went to a movie.
Did you?
So,
what'd you see?
I went to see that Let Him Go movie with Kevin Costner in it.
Ah, okay.
And I don't know what the hell's wrong with people. We were in the B&B Theater in Wildwood, mm-hmm. right? Place was empty. It's open. They're showing movies. You can even rent the theater for your close family or a birthday party or something for $99. And, I mean, honestly, after I paid for four tickets and popcorn, I probably should have just paid him $99. But the bottom line is the place was empty. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you people? I don't get that. So we, four of us, went to the movie. We're the only ones in the theater.
Yeah, I don't know. The last time I went to the movie before COVID, it was an empty theater, too. So I don't know how much of that is.
Yeah, this is a first-run movie.
Yeah, I just don't know how much of that is pandemic versus just lack of interest in.
Now, Carl Middleman is not here, so I'll just give you my own movie review.
All right.
Okay. Big Kevin Costner fan, love Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is a little slow.
Okay.
took my 22-year-old son, my 13-year-old daughter. I think they were probably looking at their phones at some point in the middle of it. It's not a bad movie. This could have moved it along a little faster, right? And gotten a little more, coaxed a little more out of the Costner character. Just my two cents. Maybe a good distraction during COVID if you can pick it up at home here shortly without having to go to the theater and pay for it. Theater's not going to like to hear that. But we walked out of there and I saw two other people in the theater the whole time I was there. That obviously didn't include the people working there, but I'm shocked they can keep the lights on.
Yeah, I've been thinking that for a while, and I wish the theaters by near me, the one in particular near me, would open back up, because I would go. But I remember going to see Endgame, Avengers Endgame, and it had been out for a week or two.
Yeah.
When I went to see it, I was the only person in the theater.
Huh. I don't know. It was like being in the Walking Dead or something.
Mm-hmm. It's eerie. When it's very silly that the theaters were one of those businesses that had to shut down because— Really, you can socially distance. Just mark off some of the seats. It's not like a place that should, in theory, be.
And they
of
did
a target,
that. Every
right?
other like every mm-hmm. you every two seats are blocked off. And yep. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and there's anyway. Still theaters not opening back up. It's sad.
Yeah. By the way, our friend Chris Arps texted me this morning. For some reason, he gets up really early. He said that when they stayed in Maine when they traveled, they had to prove to the hotel that they had received a negative COVID test within 72 hours. Before they could check in.
Okay.
So they're putting the onus back on businesses, it sounds like. The state's not blocking the borders and making you prove that when you walk in there. But to stay at a hotel, you had to prove that you had a negative test. So that's what they're doing. Hey, a quick break. What say you? 314-241-9797. Got time for your phone calls. And Rodney Boyd coming up about 7:10. We'll be right back.
America, nobody can serve God and the military. You can't serve God and money. You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. America, choose ye this day whom you will serve.
That is the man who would be the next United States Senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock. And as a result of what people have done to try to educate voters down there on who this guy is. Now, there's a certain percentage, I'm sure, of voters who are going to be happy about that, but they've gone back and they've looked. This guy's been a political activist and a preacher for a long time, right? He was connected with that crazy preacher up in Chicago that Barack Obama was mentored by. So we know that already. But because he's not been elected to office, they've gone back and looked at some of the things he said as a preacher. Some of the odd positions he's taken as a preacher, like he's running for the Democrat Senate for the Senate as a Democrat. He's a Baptist minister, but he's pro-abortion. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Hmm. How does that happen? So now dozens of veterans in Georgia have come out, I'm sure, on behalf of Kelly Loeffler, the Republican, and they've called on him to drop out of the race because of his comments about the military. What they said was, Raphael Warnock's comments about military men and women are despicable and flat out wrong. In Georgia, true leaders recognize the service and sacrifice of all who have courageously defended our nation's freedom, and they called it sad to see that Raphael Warnock's more interested in insulting and condemning our military than building communities that support and protect them. So they want him to drop out immediately, and they remain grateful to those who honor our fellow men and women in uniform and our Creator. And Tom Cotton and Marsha Blackburn have also called on him to drop out of the race, which he's not going to do, because big-ticket Democrat and Republican donors are pouring millions into this race because of what's at stake. Control of the United States Senate. Do you know anybody that lives in Georgia? Remember what Raphael Warnock said about Ferguson and the police in Ferguson back when he was a minister when all that was going on? In case you didn't, let me play it for you.
So in Ferguson, police power showing up in a kind of gangster and thug mentality. You know, you don't have, you can wear all kinds of colors and be a thug. You can sometimes wear the colors of the state and behave like a thug.
Yeah, that's it. I hope Tom Jackson's not listening this morning, the former chief up in Ferguson. Probably be surprised to find out that he's a thug. That if you're a police officer who is investigating a crime, armed robbery, you're a thug. Not the thug that did it, but the police officer that shows up is a thug, according to the man that wants to be the next senator from Georgia. If you know anybody that lives down there, call them and tell them that. Make sure they're voting for Kelly Loeffler. 314-241-9797. Rodney Boyd and our first responder spotlight coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.